The Sulphur Springs School Board approved purchase of 750 2-in-1 tablets for middle school students Monday night at a cost of more than $500,000. Superintendent Michael Lamb explained it's all part of a plan.
Just to remind you, we've done 3rd, 4th, and 5th with iPads. We've been really working on this initiative. I'd say one of the very first meetings I attended 3 years ago when I was here was when the book money all changed to IMA. We call it, what's IMA stand for?
Structural and Materials
Allotment. So that very first meeting, we were spending money at that time on laptops and different things in preparation for one day being here. So when he says 7th and 8th, we've got enough laptops in the district to shuffle to 6th. So like I said, we were making some plans even back then with the technology that we were purchasing to utilize those laptops. So we've got 3, 4, 5 covered with our iPads. If the laptops go to 6 and this round covers 7 and 8, then we'll be covered 3 through 8 with this round. You see this, we've talked about the impact. I mean, obviously this is one of those deals that we say is coming from fund balance. We purchased the iPads for about the same amount. And in theory, it came out of fund balance a year ago. Now, what we ended up overspending last year that came from fund balance, you could argue if for instance, the middle school remediation and some of those things were actually what put us over, and the computers in that last round were actually absorbed in the normal budget. You could say that was what stuck out too. So we've gotten this far. Technically, this could be the technical first bit of the computers that have hit fund balance, and we still have a shot at this being absorbed in this school year's budget as well. So I think we're in good shape, and if in the end, if we spend $1 million and I think that's where we're headed, because we're about to be able to work into our budget in the next couple of rounds. If we spend $1 million to put computers in every kid's hands over a period of time, that's pretty good compared to the bonds other schools are doing to do this and what have you.
KSST News.